we want to get done is a youth to go there, and how many of the youth are in the file committee? I'd like to see a new program enhanced there as a model kind of city, model community, to make one of you the treasurer of that group, turn all your income over that, over to the one treasurer, then decide what each one needs as good comrades for their minimal expenses. Then turn all that into the central fund and channel all your expenses through the central fund so that we can see what one apostolic home can do. We have a lot of things to consider these times. We're thinking people. I'm reading a magazine here from Africa saying that Americans of every variety, the rich blacks, are making investments in Africa, knowing what's ahead. Well, we should have something there. We have to carry on our work here. We have to carry it on in the Bay Area. We have to be prepared for every situation, and there are better ways of making money than we're doing. And it would be good for us to set up these cooperatives very soon. I was thinking that there's two lots down there. If we don't find some emergency this election, we should undertake a building program probably and bring people into a common community, make this the dining room during the day, so that all income could go into a central fund. And I can assure you that if we would try this kind of work, we would amaze everyone what we could do. We'd give structure for children, certainly, and structure for adults. But at least let's make a good start over here in this home. Let's utilize every bed that can be utilized without hampering the fine workers that are going to make the project. Well, I don't know. Let's see. And put, as I say, as many in as you can without hampering yourself, but really make a go at this. I don't know what your common feeling is about the treasurer back there of the group. How many are going in over there? The youth, how many youth are going in? Yes, you ought to be over there, Judy, if you can. Ought to be able to have some way to do more than that. Can we get some others that are free to try this and put some income into this situation? And some cooperation, building that, finishing that file room off. Very well. It is my suggestion that you decide on a treasurer amongst yourselves, and let me know tonight who it is. If I don't approve, I can't imagine that happening, but if I don't, I'll let you know. But the best budgetarian, the one that'll be the most careful, get right now. Let's get started. Because if we put our combined income, what does your combined income represent there? Now, the few that are in it already. Of course, you've got driving expenses, work expenses, but I'd like to see you set an example for the rest of this family. by cutting costs to the barest to show what we're going to have to do. I wish we right now had $1 million in Africa. You say, well, you talk about the here and you talk about there. Well, you got to have businesses like that before you can do anything anyplace else. You've got to have a financial base. We've got some money that is in readiness for such an endeavor. I would like also tonight, in the matter of business, the Mill College thing. Mills College is planning a trip to Africa. Behind it, some of this planning is, it's in January, 28 days. And I think we need to have some to go. If I cannot go myself, I don't know who will go. We'll not decide that tonight in a minute. I think we need to make, it's a 28-day trip for around $600. And now we're not talking about any pleasure trip. We're talking about someone to go over there and see. There are three or four countries being visited during that 28 days. And I think we ought to plan as a church to have some representatives to go. Let's be thinking ahead. You'll be guests in African homes. And you'll learn the habitat, the lifestyle of each of these countries. You'll be right in contact with the mainstream of the people. And certainly we want to make that on our agenda. And someone from San Francisco, one of the secretaries, should see me to pursue more information on that trip tonight. Is any of the secretaries here? I didn't notice any secretary. Leona? Oh, good. Well, it's good to have her home. Good to have her home. She didn't want us to bother her while she was there. She didn't want us to take our time to do so, which was tremendous dedication, but we're so tempted so many times to do so many things in her direction, but she was adamant about that, so we're glad to see her here in the assembly. Well, what we want to know is something about Mills College program to Africa, January 1 to 28th, I think. Tonight we will take our offering, I think, at this particular juncture. We have run into another opportunity in the Bay Area on this building. We can get the mortgage, but it'll require a little bit more cash if we move. We can buy out from under the realtors and get the building for just what's owed on it, which is about half what the people paid for it. And so we're forced to take that kind of an opportunity. Certainly don't want to pay $150,000 for a building when you can pay $90,000 for a building. And a building at $90,000, if we could get it, that would seat all of our people, and we'll build a community there. You have those already that are volunteering to live in the apartment of this building that we're negotiating in San Francisco, and convert other rooms to make it a commune. Well, the same type of thing, a common treasure. Jane Muchman, I remember. Lorraine Smith, who had flowers. Schuler, B. Morton. To name some that are willing to go together. It's vital that we do it. I got some of the minutes of the caucus of the Democrat convention today, and it made me rather disturbed to see how many of our own people even sell us out. Our own leaders, how they sell us out, everyone, practically. The only one that didn't sell out, it wasn't a sellout in the actual process of the convention. According to this writer, a white writer, was Dellums, but even he, they weren't too sure what he was doing behind the scenes. It doesn't make one too happy. When I'm saying so many words, if we don't look after ourselves, then nobody's going to look after us. Now, what I want you to do is to stand up, each of you, and tell what you're going to give right now. Hablar en un oficino. Algumas coisas. Just a moment, brother. I'm trying to get a honky on the road.
Somebody, you're going to tell her. You can tell a honky. What is a honky? A honky is a bigoted white soul, or a Uncle Tom black soul. But pretty generally, it's a blanchy. And when I say blanchy, that means white. A preto, that means white. And a honky, or a Mickey Mouse, or something else. You know, Old Fay, Charlie. The man. I want to have peace when I come to assembly at night. I don't want to see folk I've been looking at. They've been putting their boot on the neck of people that have been poor whites, black or brown. I don't want to see them. I don't want to see them. There's no respect to persons in God, and I don't want to see people that are prejudiced when I gather together. Now you be sure you get us understanding what you're doing when you bring people here. So if somebody wants to vouch for any honky, you do so. You vouch for them right now and we'll receive them. You vouch for them that they will let my black son grow up and marry their daughter. If he wants to. He probably won't. I want you to vouch for them and then we'll let them in. Until I know something about them, we're not letting them in. You understand that? You make that quite clear? One thing about us, we're not poor niggers over here. We got enough to make us get along. We don't need any honkies offering unless they're one of us. See, I don't understand your talk. I'm talking Bible, Americanized version. It says, cannot love God whom you have not seen. You love not your brother whom you have seen. God's no respecter of persons. Out of one blood made all nations to dwell on the face of the earth. That means together. That means for their blood to flow together and for them to integrate and amalgamate and assimilate all the characteristics of every group. And I want to find out where people are. When you come in here with anybody that is of light complexion, I want to know who they are. Some of them here, they want just a little nooky and bald on the top. You see, at times you pray, when you're a prophet, you see too much. You sure do. No. They want to find each other, let them find each other. Anybody got any questions? Now what we're saying in so many words, darling, is there's some black folk here, got some white folks out there, and those white folks are out there until the black folks stand up and tell us who you are. And when we find out you're free, then we'll let your white folks in. Now that make clear? You got somebody taking a tour. And they'll be touring around there until they meet you after meeting. If you want to identify them now. The sister standing over there that was light-complected, she's outside until we know something about her. Do you know something about her? And if you know something about her, we want to know something about you. If we decide we know enough about you, that you know enough about her, and we know enough about you, we'll let you all stay. This should be another night, but it happens to be midweek service, and I'm not in the mood for midweek service. I'm in a Tuesday night mood, and Wednesday night's here. I don't know what you do about that. I'm trying to get myself in gear for Wednesday night, but I'm still in gear for Tuesday night. And I'll work on it a little bit. Now, somebody's going to claim that woman out there. She's going to wander around through our aged homes all night. What's that? Now, I don't know. You know her? Somebody in here knows her. Well, I know you would, Jamaican, sit down. It's sweet. I was taking an offering until I saw the other fella. Do you understand the mystery? Some of you didn't understand the mystery. I said I was taking an offering until I saw the other fellow. Nothing. I can conquer land and tempest-tossed sea. I can ride through many a storm. There's nothing that gives me such a nausea as seeing the other fellow. Children, you're not embracing the mystery. You're not embracing the mystery of love life? Huh? No, she doesn't understand. Well, I'll tell you. Who would you think would be the other fellow in America today? Would he be blue, green, red, or white? I'll give you one guess, and it's towards the end. Nobody in here. There ain't nobody in here but niggers, are there? And that old coot over there hunting for a girlfriend. It's wonderful. God dresses himself to the matter that it pleases him. Hold yourself firm in there, precious love, and give that baby his nurturing milk, because Father will take you through. He's talking a little different since he come west, but he's still the same spirit. It's wonderful. Now my blood pressure's healed. Now I'll work on healing the rest of you, see. I truly say this, and I mean this. We're everyone's welcome here that loves all people. And we don't know anybody that loves all people unless you make bear record of their testimony. I don't want to have to discern their situation. I don't want to have to discern their situation. You let me know. Anybody want to claim that light-complected sister to the right? She was standing there a while ago till I sang by and by when the morning comes. Now, if anybody here wants to claim her, we'll go over there and convert her on her own. But if anybody wants to claim her, now she's supposed to be here with some black people. No black people, got white folk out there that's lost. Sorry, that's right, mighty God. Well, she don't know where she's at, and you don't know where she's at, and Love Life don't know where she's at either, but it's all right anyway, Love Life. I read some of the ridiculous schemes afoot this afternoon, some communiques that are not readily available to other people, to harm my little ones, not here particularly, but all my black and precious gold and brown and yellow little ones. And I read too many schemes. I'm tired of the insensitivity to our people. And I'm opening up this ark to those that are truly niggers, in the sense that they have become identified with the suffering of all fellow men. If you are not identifying, if you feel that you are somebody, then you're nobody here. If you think you know something, you don't know anything like you ought to know it. If you feel like you're content in what you have, you're in the wrong place. Because there are people that are suffering all around this land today, and we want only the people here that are touched by the feeling of their brothers and sisters' infirmities. And that word means that one of the words that we're using in a good sense. I'm making a conversion of the word nigger. It means the oppression that's around us. I'm converting that word. See, God can convert a word if he chooses. He can use the words that pleases him. God is God, you have said. And if you didn't say it, he is. If I'm privileged, allowed by you to raise the dead, if you permit me, as you did last Sunday, to raise the dead and to heal every known disease and the cancer to be spit up all around us, and a man crippled by a truck that couldn't move his hand to be relieved of pain so he could move his hand, if you permit me to do that, if you permit me to stop the accidents, stop people by 2 minutes from being run all over the highway with 7 or 9 people laying dead. If I'm permitted to do that, then I'm permitted to take a word that I wish to use and make it for a good purpose, even though you've known it for a bad purpose. I'll take that word and use it if it pleases me. It's sweet. Now, did we pass those plates of offerings? Did they all get passed? Did everybody get their offering in it as quickly as they might? Now, just hear a breather of last Monday, Sunday morning sermon. Everybody gives to all the change you can. Will you please? Now, I knew I had a reason to stop these folk. I don't want no Jehovah Witnesses in here. I just broke the spell of witchcraft on this woman that was put on by Jehovah Witness. I knew what I was doing. When I get indignant, I got reason to be indignant. Grace can tell you. Grace, love can tell you. I knew what was in her drawer that was causing such pain. And it was put there by Jehovah Witness. Now, I'm not wanting nothing to do with you folk. I'm not wanting, that goes for you, the black Jehovah's Witness, and that goes for the white Jehovah's Witness. You Uncle Tom, Aunt Jane's, they told my birdie that is the head of my nursing home in the city, those Jehovah's Witnesses told her they wanted to get her converted, but she couldn't go to the white Jehovah's Witnesses. She had to go out to the black Aunt Jane Jehovah's Witness out here in Redwood Valley. So who you ever you are, scoots or shoots, you better take a walk. I don't want you here. I don't, you say, do you behave this way often? No, very seldom I ever stop somebody at the door and say they can't come in. But if I do, I got good reason to. Bonnie, you got, I need you the music. Bonnie, come a-walking in here. You got a lot of nerve. What do you think of all of us went down and walked in that old racist Jehovah's Witness church? We all walked in on you. You haven't got room for one section of us. We ought to just go walking down there tomorrow night. We'll all go walking in singing. Sing, little children, sing. You go crazy. I'll tell you one thing, folk got a lot of nerve these days. Railed on me to Bertie till she couldn't even rent the business. Spoke against me blasphemously and then come in here. You better think twice before you come back. Because I'm able to call rattlesnakes out of people's houses. I'll call when I'm in yours. Testify in this room the other twice now in the last few days. I've called rattlesnakes out. Just lifted up the phone the other night here. You were in the meeting when a rattlesnake got in the house, and I said, "It's all right. You've done your work. Now they're on their way to church. You go on." And the rattlesnake listened to the telephone and went. They threw the rattlesnake down to his ear, down on the floor, and the rattlesnake went out the window. Now I'm going to tell you, some of you folk come in here trying to spy out my liberty. You honk is going to come in here trying to cause division. You're going to bring your racism in these doors. I'll put a rattlesnake in your bed. And you think I'm playing, and I'm not playing now. We don't owe anybody a bill. We've got a good record of payments. Never have an outstanding bill. Smart aleck. Jeremy Griffith. See what I can do for you, brother.
Because I am not having time to take up that problem. And it's gone around me. My home could tell you hundreds of times when things would hit the home from the top to the bottom. I said, I can't afford to be sick. Temperature would be 104, 105, according to my wife. She's even registered at 108. And I said, I am needed. And I'd walk out of that house and come down here and preach for 4 hours. And I feel just like you feel. I have pain just like you have pain. And a little bit more, because I take your pain into my body. I bear your burdens. I take upon me your infirmities. So I feel more than you feel. And I have no tolerance for people that cannot endure a little good summer weather in America while our colored brothers are dying with napalm jelly in Vietnam.
So if you're a true follower of mine, act like it. I thank you.
I'm addressing younger people. If it was senior citizens, it'd be one thing. But younger people here, senior citizens in the 95, 88, they're having no trouble with the heat. I have lived centuries carrying the burdens night after night without sleep, and I'm not bothered with the heat, and this is the hottest place in the room. If you have your mind and your spirit stayed on me, you will not have any trouble with the heat. That's all I'm saying to you. As you think in your heart, so are you. If you're bothered by the heat, you might as well take a walk, because you'll never see me in 1,000 years. If in my atmosphere you're bothered by anything, you do not know me aright. I made that unequivocally clear. Sister Lowe, who was healed in the hospital, said she saw me as God and didn't have to have an operation. And she said one of my aptitudes is that I speak it straight, and I'm speaking it straight right now. I'm annoyed by people waving their hands and worrying and wiping their face. Why don't you rise up a little bit above mortality? It shows you don't know who I am from your own hind leg. I have a propensity to say it as I feel it. It's all right. Go to an old church. Go to the old churches where you feel heat and where you think in the terms of mortal mind. Go over there. That's the place to be. But here, if you see God, you're not going to be troubled by all those conditions. I tell you, if you see God, you lift yourself up above those conditions. And if you can't, you never will find me in 1,000,000 years. You're too bogged down in capitalism. You're too bogged down in self-centeredism. Some of you are too egocentric to ever find the freedom that I enjoy. You'll never know it. And you might as well go on and make your bed in hell. Because you'll never know me if I was here 3,000,000 years. You'll not know my mind or spirit. Selfishness cannot possibly endure in this atmosphere. That's all the word I've got to say about it. Don't ask me, does it mean me? Does it mean you? If you think it means you, it does. Sweet. Now, usually I say, if I think it means you, I'll say it. But if you think tonight it means you, it does. So you have growth to make. 90% of you in the room think it's you. Well, then you need to lift yourself up in a higher dimension. I have not come here to stand and be praised and be glorified. I have come that you might copy after me and be what I am. This is the third night without sleep. Raising the dead all week long. Mental and spiritual and physiological and physical conditions. Crisis is averted. Catastrophe stopped. Accidents prevented. This massive truck wreck that you saw south brought one of them through, one of the very few that came through. You heard the testimony. All the cars splattered over the road, but only our person walked away. I have not got time to just be an end that you look at. I want you to look at me and copy me and be as strong as I am in my strengths. Be as compassionate as I am in my areas of love. Get whatever wisdom there is in me. And one thing that bothers me, and I've never said it before, it's people so concerned about their appearance and so concerned about inclement conditions. I'm telling you to repent tonight or never return in my face. I said repent or perish, and I'm talking to you over there. Repent. You are hindering the spirit. Take a walk in the air. If you don't feel the hair of God, take a walk outside. Move on out. But in this spirit and consciousness, no matter what you feel, you know that God is ever present, and it's temperate and moderate, and that moderation will solve every problem. Very well. And the honesty is I'll do it during an offering. But the truth is the truth. If you've got enough principle, you won't be bothered by this heat. I've been in the hottest places of the Amazon area, and I did not get concerned about the heat. And I've been in the coldest places of the world and did not get concerned about the intemperance of the cold. Went out with nothing but a shirt on, didn't catch a cold. People that know me back in Indiana in the winters, I never wore a coat. Never wore a hat. Never wore earmuffs or gloves. Because, and you say, well, you're God. I am you, and you are me. You're copping out.
You can do what I'm doing if you want to do it. You may not have all the metaphysical things that I have, but if you look at me and watch how I discipline myself and how I love people and how I stand for revolution and consistently for change and progress, if you start living like me, you'd have the power that I've got.
I'm a living miracle because I speak without the ordinary processes of my voice box. They're gone. Cancer came because I took so much cancer on me. I took everyone's cancer that I could take, and I've taken that cancer and learned how to speak through my own chest and to project words through my mouth without the usual instruments that you have. You can do what you want to do. You can stay alive when there's no way to stay alive. But through the spirit of universal God, good socialism, you can find a way when you're sick to rise up and say, I am well. Say, you talk very strongly because I've been there. I've been there. I don't have part of my vocal cords. They're gone. Cancer came to ravage me. But I said, cancer, I shall not be moved. And I will not be moved. Hell, heaven, and all Bibles and religion will pass away. But I will not stop speaking. You're not going to shut my mouth because I have a will to speak. And I will speak on. And some of you don't have enough faith to believe it. That's just how little you know what Jim Jones God socialism is. Two long years ago, that happened. This is the first time some of you knew about it, except Marson, Eva Pugh, and some of the officials. Two long years ago, I've been speaking on nothing but breath because I take out cancers every day. And every now and then, it may get a little foggy, but you can hear what I've got to say. And when I need to say something, sometimes it'll come through crystal clear. And when I have to sing because there are no singers, I can still sing. Even though they said I'd not be able to talk, I can still do what I have to do because nothing more than will in this nigger body. I'm just a nigger body just like you. Downcast, oppressed. Had no food, had no clothes, had no shelter. But I said, I have waited too long on the sky god. When I've decided not to wait any longer for the sky god and look to the god within, I've had no trouble since then. I have found a sufficiency for every problem. Everybody's tried to put this thing out of commission. We've had every kind of agency from the CIA to the DIA, on up, down, whatever. They've come to try to put this out of commission, and we're still standing. And we'll continue to stand because I have a will to stand, and some of you have a will to stand. Say, Father can do it. What you need to be saying is, I can do it because Father already has done it. He's shown me that we can do it, and I will do it. So I'm not hot, I feel good. I'm not tough. I feel good.
See him to be to you, he'll be that and more. But I see him to be the personification of Christ on earth. Hallelujah. Jim Jones. Going to ask everybody on the stage if they'll go down here, please, and take your seat. He would have it that way today.
No, have them do it, brother. Don't do that. Have anybody get sat down here today. All of us.
There are discussions as to who should be on the platform and who shouldn't be on the platform. Well, if we have discussions as to who should and who shouldn't, we'll just have none, and that'll take care of it all. I would not be on the platform if it were not necessary. But I looked out over the scene of time, and I saw that man and womankind was in need, desperate in need of a comforter. And I looked in my heart and said, I am ready, and so I am here.
The Holy Ghost has no tangible meaning unless someone is willing, as Jesus was willing, to consider it not robbery to be equal with God. It is written that Jesus was in the form of a slave or a servant, but he considered it not robbery to be equal to the task of being God. And I looked out over the horizon of time, and I said, I shall become an epistle written and known of all men. I shall incarnate all that people need as desperately as I can. I shall fulfill the Word made flesh. And that I'm doing, making the Word real. I come to some, and they're immediately healed. As one today, the sister Helen Price, and then it was another sister Price, how beautiful it was. She spoke that in a meeting I called her out a year ago, told her to go to a doctor, that what she had been told by the doctor was wrong. And when she went back, she'd find it was not so. And so she did, and then exactly as it was spoken, that was the case. She's probably in the room someplace now. Yes, bless you. And so it was. When she went back, the doctor said, well, you don't have what I thought. The heart trouble's not there. Now, some today I come to in that manner, and they receive me as the one there did, and receive me in faith and know that I have come in the name of Jesus, in the name of God, all of the great supreme bonum ideals. And what happens when you do? You reincarnate the same spirit. Others I came to today in love, and they were unfriendly. They were cold and indifferent. When I gave them an offer of help, they would not receive it and even lied to me. I may not act like I know what's going on in you, but I know what's going on in you. When I come, you can receive me. You shall receive the Father. You can receive me, and you will receive Christ Jesus. If you reject me, you reject the one that sent me. No matter what you want to do or how much you want to hold to some little creatures that are way who've never manifested love and drive around in Rolls Royces and Cadillacs and come into the country with gold and silver and monies while the people starve. No matter how much you want to look to them, I have come offering you a high dimension of salvation, and you would have the audacity to try to criticize. It'd been better for you if you had not been born. Sweet to be here. It's good to know Christ, isn't it? Reach out and touch your God as he passes by. You'll hold him if not to be too near your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment. Because we do care about you. I care so much that I'll never see you go hungry. I'll never see you without a home. I'll be in the courts if you ever need me there. Wherever you make your bed, there I'll be with you. Though you make your bed in hell, I'll go down there and rescue you. So you make claims. I don't make claims. I just tell you the facts. If you've been around, it's not claims anymore. We've seen in these rooms this year, and 1972 is not yet finished, we've seen 52 times people die, and not one time have they been left dead. I have restored them. Said, you restored them. Yes, I restored them.
You say, well, I believe in giving God the credit.
I am indeed giving God the credit.
Perhaps now you're beginning to see the mystery. When I speak about who came down and healed him, it was none other than that which you have looked for and desired to see. Some of it often has been portrayed by the media and by man and his traditions and the system, and Mickey Mouse has been portraying something that you could never identify with. And so when he came to his own, and his own received him not. But I'm not going to start lying to you just because you're not ready to accept the facts of the matter. I said, I came down and I healed them. You've seen them in their wheelchairs here when their bones were like pretzels, turned and crippled. You've seen them bent over and you've seen them raised. You've seen the blind eyes as once just long ago on the aisle right down in the front right here in Los Angeles just a few weeks ago, blind from birth. You have seen that. And I said, I healed them. And you say, give God the glory. And I said, I just did. In natural affairs, you'll find me very easy to get along with, and very honest and very cooperative. And I'll listen to you in every matter, listen to you very cooperatively. I don't think you'll find anyone that'll say that I'm presumptuous in discussions. People disagree with me on matters of the temporal and earthly things. We have a very good interchange and exchange of views. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm here representing something when I am that something. As certain as I'm looking in your faces, and I would not lie to you, as certain as I'm looking in your faces, and I would not lie to you, when I come here in this situation, I find myself integrally a part of all that's beautiful. Just as I said this week, and all of you know, and the people, I said, when we come, it'll be a sunny day, and it rained bullfrogs, cats, and dogs last night. And I said, there'll be no smog today, because I said, the word in me hath spoken it. And so the people, as we came down the bus route, they were not surprised to see the skies clear and the beautiful wind that blowed away the smog. Never has been smog up until this time. In all these long periods of months and months that we've come, not once has there been smog when we've been here. Now, do you think that somebody representing something can do that? Somebody has to be in contact with the laws and cosmic forces of nature. Someone has to be in harmony with everything that is created. I would be glad to tell you that it is not so, because it's a great responsibility and it causes great wrath and persecution. But I'm not here to tell you I'm representing anything. I'm here to tell you I am that something.